Listening activity. You will hear a police inspector interviewing someone about a missing person. This is a strange case. What is your husband's name?
His name is Arnold Landlow.
Do spell that for me, ma'am.
Yes, of course. L-A-N-D-L-O-W.
Very good. And where does he live?
Well, he lives with me, of course.
The address. I need to know his address, please, ma'am.
Yes. We live at 105 3rd Avenue, New York.
Very good. And what does he look like?
Oh, Inspector, dreadful. He looks just dreadful.
Come on, ma'am. I mean, can you describe him, please?
Well, he's short, very short. He's thin, very thin. And, well, he doesn't have any hair on his head. He's completely bald. Oh, but he has hair on the palms of his hands.
Hair on the palms of his hands? You mean he's a beast?
No, sir. Well, sort of. No, he is a man, you know. He's very clever.
You say you lost him after you went shopping with him.
Well, Inspector, he lost the keys to the house. We went to the department store and made a new set of keys.
Then what happened?
Well, he had to go to the barber's for a shave.
Yes, I see.
And, well, I went home.
Did you go back to the barber's when he did not come home?
Well, I left the house almost immediately because I had to visit my sick aunt.
Did you return home after that?
Yes, I did. I went home and he wasn't there.
So what did you do then?
I went to the barber's, but he wasn't there.
Can I see the keys to your house?
Of course. Here they are.
Two sets of keys. Listen here, ma'am. An officer will go to your house with you immediately. But first I must examine these sets of keys. In your statement, you said you only had one set. And, well, here we are with two sets. That's